I have got some ghost stories for you.
I feel something crawl into the bed with me, and it starts to spoon me.
There was a time where I would be in bed falling asleep, and I would hear my name being called. Different voices call my name.
Poof, the person disappeared right in front of our eyes.
And we were both like, did you see that?
There was this figure of a woman. Her skin was bluish, and her hands were clawed, and her mouth was wide open.
So that is my ghost story.
Hi, and welcome to Haunted AF, the podcast of real ghost stories told by real people. We are your hosts. I'm Julie Fisk.
And I'm Rebecca Black, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Woo-hoo! And here we are doing it all again at the end of 2023, as per our tradition. We are going to celebrate the new year by revisiting some of our favorite stories over this past year. So thank you to everybody who submitted their votes, especially to everyone who shared their stories with us. We love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're not drinking this year.
That's a smart idea. I actually had thought, maybe I should bring a bottle of wine. And then I was like, no.
I actually was going back and listening to last year's episode, and we were pretty drunk.
That's really sad because we didn't drink like a whole lot.
I think we were one glass in by the time we started.
I agree.
Yeah. So I was like, and mainly just because we're taping in the middle of the day this time. It's actually several days before New Year's Eve. I don't think either one of us is feeling that festive. We're both like exhausted. So,
girl, I didn't even celebrate Christmas. I didn't put up any decorations. In fact, my Halloween decorations still up.
I respect that.
Do you?
Also,
thank you.
Also because I know how hard it was for you to get your Halloween decorations up this year. Maybe you were bitching about that for so long.
Because my husband ruined it.
He did ruin it.
He ruined it. So the fact that anything made it out was kind of a miracle. And now it's just sitting there.
This is your punishment though, isn't it? It's like,
probably.
Okay, you didn't want Halloween, but now you're just, that's all you're going to get.
That's all we're getting from the rest of the year. Because I guarantee you, I am not going to pick up those skeletons anytime soon.
And you're not alone. Everywhere I drive in my neighborhood, there are people who still have their Halloween decorations up, but they just like threw some tinsel on it.
I love that. That actually makes me happy.
I do too. I appreciate it. Okay. As always, we just have to say thanks to our newest patrons. They are the literal lifeblood of this show, especially our newest ones. We've got Gothy C, Stephanie and Dylan Mooney. Also, Carol LeFaber and Jennifer Shipley. They just became annual patrons. So keep in mind, we post loads of exclusive content over there. So to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/hauntedAF.
All right. Are we ready? Ready to jump into it?
Are we going
to
do this?
I think so. All right. Here we go. Number 10, where we learned about Marvel the dog. Marvel.
You remember Marvel?
I do remember Marvel.
Marvel didn't die.
Nope. I don't remember Marvel. Here we go. I told you I was not going to remember any of this.
Okay, so we have another pet story, but this is not a dead pet story. This one's from Robin, who says, hey, ladies. So this happened around Christmas 2021. My husband, 3-year-old daughter, and I were visiting his sister at her New Jersey beach house. We arrived early in the afternoon, and I was showing my daughter around. The house is on stilts and divided into multiple levels, so there are lots of stairs. Their dog, Marvel, was this sweet but large, energetic young dog, and I noticed that he was following us around. In the kitchen was yet another set of stairs steeper than the rest that led to the roof deck. I walked up the stairs with my daughter so we could go look at the ocean, and Marvel bolted excitedly up the stairs behind us. He bolted out the door ahead of us and in the process pushed my daughter back down the staircase. I had to grab her arm to stop her from tumbling backwards. Needless to say, I was kind of pissed at the dog. So I scooped up my daughter and shut the door in a huff behind him. My husband was at the bottom of the stairs and witnessed the whole thing, telling me, good catch, as I walked back down. His sister walked into the kitchen and I told her, Marvel's still on the roof, because it probably wasn't a great place for a dog to be alone. She said, what are you talking about? And I said, I just shut the door behind Marvel on the roof because he almost pushed Marin down the stairs. Then we heard a voice on the floor below us shout, no, Marvel's down here with me. I walked to the edge of the stairs and the damn dog was there with my brother-in-law as he was changing the batteries on the smoke alarm. Needless to say, my husband and I were utterly confused. He ran up to the roof and there was no dog. My brother-in-law insisted that Marvel was with him the whole time, but both my husband and I witnessed the dog push past me and up the steps. and have the door shut behind him. I don't know if it was a glitch in the matrix or a doppelganger, but we had multiple witnesses that placed that dog in two places at the same time. I was super creeped out for the rest of the trip, wondering if that had been something evil trying to hurt my kid or what. And then half of the family got COVID and had to stay at the beach house away from everybody else for Christmas anyway. So needless to say, one of the weirdest holidays I've ever had. That's my story, and that is from Robin. So she did send a picture of Marvel, but what on earth?
I don't know. This might be the first time we've ever had a doppelganger type dog story, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you remember that guy, right?
I think so.
Who were you thinking it was?
The canine unit dog.
Oh, what that was his name?
I don't remember. That he ran up the stairs and he prevented his police buddy from going up.
Yes.
And then we got an email a few weeks later that he had passed away.
Oh, I forgot about that guy. No, Marvel, remember, we caught flack because everybody said he was a doggleganger as opposed to a doppelganger.
Right. Okay.
That's just like us to miss an obvious joke, though, isn't it? Okay, our number nine story comes to us from one of our very favorite patrons, Sean Elsass. We have to send out love to our friend and patron, Sean Elsass. He has been very ill. So,
Sean
has been a friend for well over a year, and we've been in touch. We did not talk to him for a while, and it's because he was not doing very well. So Sean sent a story. He says, so first off, hello, ladies, from a Texan freezing his ass off in Bradford, Vermont.
I bet.
Y'all will not believe this shit. So on March 22nd, sometime after 8 p.m., I decided to take my little puppy dog outside one last time before bed. So it's dark, the woods are behind us, and there's a railroad track nearby. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, me and Adele step out the door, and automatically she bolts, just yapping away. And I'm fucking pissed because she made me drop my Diet Coke and my glasses. And I can't see shit, so Adele and I go back inside, we get another drink, get my glasses. But when we step back out, she started yapping again. So I look into the woods, and I fucking shit you not, I saw this orange glow hovering.
Mm.
So I just stood there watching it, when all of a fucking sudden, it bolted sideways and then up, then went back to its original spot, then bam, it disappears. So I'm fucking freaking. I called my best friend, Aunt, who lives nearby, and I said, dude, I've not taken any of my pain meds in hours. I'm not hallucinating, but you gotta believe me. I just saw an orange light hovering in my backside. And he said, Sean, I just got home.
Saying backyard, not backside.
Backside.
He's got it hovering in his backside.
That's such a better story, though. That is a much better story. Okay, so Sean says, I haven't taken my pain meds, blah, blah. I just saw an orange light hovering in my backyard. He says, Sean, I just got home and there are jets circling my area. Yeah. So then I realized, shit, I hear jets also. Aunt said, it's Air Force jets. And I said, what the fuck is going on? I shit you not. When I said that, the orange light fucking came back.
No.
And I said, dude, it's back. I'm going to try to record it. So the light was tree level again, just zipping back and forth. Aunt said, you won't believe this, but I see it too. Shit. Now, Aunt isn't much of a believer and tries to debunk everything.
Of course.
So he said, maybe it's flares.
Flares?
And I'm like, no fucking way. And he said, maybe fireworks?
No.
And I said, dude, nope. Grabbing my camera, and I caught about 10 seconds of it. Then it disappeared again. And then Aunt said, it's over here. I see it again. And I said, F this, Aunt. I don't want to be probed.
So I no one does. Except for Julie.
I don't want to. I promise I don't. I stood on my porch and watched for a while. And then it became two lights and seemed to get closer to my fence. And
freaky.
Then no shit. They just disappeared. Everything got quiet. No jets. No orange lights zipping around. Nothing. It's 2 a.m. right now. And I've been up ever since writing all of this down. If I see those lights again, I'm going to go back outside and follow them. But nothing has come back. I'm going to Google when I wake up tomorrow to see if anyone else saw what me and Aunt saw. And that is from Sean Elsass. So Sean did send a video, but it's like any of these videos, it looks like literally just like a tiny white light in the sky.
Boo.
It's nothing that you can really make out because, well, it's like, you know, when you take a picture, you see a beautiful moon take a picture of
it. It looks like garbage.
And it looks like nothing. It's so hard to catch that stuff.
So we actually never found out what was going on at Sean's house or heard from his friend, Aunt. So, Aunt, if you're listening, please fill us in. We'd like to know the rest of that story.
Yes, please.
On to our number eight story, which started out creepy and just kept getting worse. It's also proof that a story doesn't need to be long to be terrifying. All right, this next story comes from Tony. Hey, Julie and Rebecca, I'm only on season 3 and have been waiting to send my story in until I got caught up. Back around 1997, me and my then 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son lived in a second story corner apartment. We had tons of spooky stuff going on, and one night my daughter came into my room complaining about the lights that wouldn't go away. I went to her room and found little orb-like lights all over the closet and the wall. Yeah, I looked everywhere for a light source, but this room only had one window and it faced a brick wall. I laid down with her to comfort her and she asked, "What about the family in the closet?" What? I said, "What are they doing in there? And please tell me what they look like." She said, "They're just standing there. It's a mommy and a daddy and a Hannah and an Eric," my son and daughter's names, by the way. My daughter and son slept in my bed for years after that, even after we moved out of that apartment. Thanks for reading, Tony.
Yikes.
Ooh, the family in the closet.
I'll tell you, Tony sent a picture of that apartment.
Yeah.
It's just an apartment, but you're like, oh no, that's definitely haunted.
Uh-huh. Ugh.
Our number 7 story of 2023 was probably our number 1 weird shit story because it's unlike anything we've ever heard before or since.
Our next story comes from Mark, and Mark says, "I heard you on Jim Harold's Campfire, and I have a story to share. Basically, at 3 times in my life, I have woken up from a deep sleep with a black ball above me. The ball looks like a plastic ball that just endlessly folds into itself. First time as a child, second time was when I was in college living in Arizona, and lastly when I lived in Northern Virginia. The last time I remembered the other times and was looking for something that I had missed previously. At no point did I feel fear when this happened. I should also mention that I sleep on my side, so every time it happened, I rolled and it came into view. So no sleep paralysis. The last time, something wild happened, but I can save that for the show if my story gets selected."
Well, it's selected. What the hell happened?
You left us hanging, bro.
So, of course, we asked Mark about the wild thing that happened, and this was his response.
So he says, so basically the first 2 times I saw this, it just like folded into itself. It looked like a black trash bag, or at least that's what my mind kept trying to rationalize it as.
Makes sense.
The first 2 times I saw it when I was roughly 7 and then 22, I reached out and felt nothing. Eventually the object sort of faded away. The third time when I was roughly 30, I started looking for clues as to what it might be. This time, however, it got smaller and I thought it was going to leave that way, but then it expanded and it formed like a honeycomb shape.
Ew.
And then it slowly like fell onto me and disappeared.
That's creepy.
That's messed up. He says, "No idea what in the world it is, but I hope to see it again." And that is from Mark.
Does he really hope to see it again, I wonder?
Well, he says it never scares him. Whatever okay, it is. Well, so that's 3 times now. Uh-huh. And it never scares him. I just want to know, has anyone else had something similar to this? There's that state that we have where, like right after we wake up where we're not entirely awake.
Right.
So that seems to be a time when people see things.
Yeah.
So if you guys have anything like that, please let us know. hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com.
Our number 6 story is a grandpa ghost who let everyone know he was around in an especially unsettling way.
Ow.
All right. So this next story comes from Amelia. This one's about my grandfather, whom we called Grumpy because he looked just like Grumpy from Snow White. He was also low-key fairly grumpy. Well, of course, and worked for the Chicago mob.
Ooh.
Whoa. So he came off as a tough guy, but was a softy when it came to his great grandkids. Growing up, Grumpy was known for giving pinches to the girls in the family that he called bee bites.
Grandpa.
They were quick little pinches as you walked that never failed to make you scream. He'd have a smirk on his face when he knew he got you good.
I bet he did.
I know. He was also known for watching Rush Limbaugh every single night or listening to news on his beloved Bose sound system, which he adored. That's fancy.
Yeah.
Which he adored and took everywhere with him, even when it no longer worked. Why take it with you if it's not working,
Gramps? I don't know, but I love Grumpy.
I do too. In 2017, his health took a turn for the worse. We knew his time was coming when he started to see the boy that he claimed sat by his bedside in the mornings. This same boy showed up before my grandma and grandpa passed away too. Well, Grumpy died peacefully a few days after the boy showed up. Not long after, I was at my grandparents' house to clean for them. I was in the kitchen when I heard voices in my grandma's room. I checked and found it was the Bose sound system playing Fox News, even though it was unplugged and sitting in a box on the dresser.
That's fantastic.
Oh, so good. And I've got a snot running out my nose really quick.
Do you need a tissue?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I slammed the bedroom door pretty hard as I got out of there. Later that night, my mom was picking up her cat's toys when she shrieked and stood straight up.
Bee bite.
Yeah. She said it felt like someone had given her a bee bite. After that, it was quiet until mom and grandma moved out. Fast forward to 2021, when my mom gave Grumpy's favorite hat to one of my sons. That child proceeded to wear it every single day.
Smart kid.
Shortly after, I was doing laundry when my youngest came into my room saying, "Grumpy, Grumpy," like he was looking for something. Then he said, "Oh, hi, Grumpy," while looking directly into the closet. Then he laughed and walked out all normal, like he didn't just scare the soul out of my body. Oh, and this child was born 3 years after Grumpy died. Amelia.
So Grumpy's hanging out.
Sure as shit, Grumpy is hanging out in the closet.
Here's a picture of her son wearing Grumpy's hat.
Cute.
And there's Grumpy.
Dang, Grumpy's hard. Grumpy is hard.
He earned that name.
Oh, I love it.
We actually shared a picture of Grandpa Grumpy, and it's one of my favorite pictures from the past year. So go check that out at hauntedaf.com, episode 5, season 9.
We always love it when your ghost encounters happen when you guys are trying to get laid. And it's shocking how often that actually happens. That was the case for our number 5 story, which also included a little blood magic. Ugh. All right, so this next story comes from Dan, and he says, "Hey, Rebecca and Julie, I've been enjoying your show so much lately and honestly feel like a freeloader for not sharing my story. So here it is. About 5 years ago, I was spending a lot of my nights with my now ex. We'll call her Jane. Jane lived in a large home in Portland with 5 other people." Yeah, that's a lot. "It was a lively party house, so strange noises and unfamiliar faces were fairly common. It was a 3-level home, which Jane shared with, amongst others, a witchy couple upstairs."
A witchy couple.
Like, do you really want to share with a witchy couple? Come on.
Get ready.
"Jane and I had just gotten back from a late show and went to her room for more intimate activities." Hi. "I'll spare you the details."
Why? Thank you.
No, I wanted them. "I'll spare you the details, but at the worst possible moment, I caught something out of the corner of my eye and did a double take. I found myself looking at my reflection in Jane's mirror, but someone's feet and lower legs were hanging just behind me." Scare the right out of you. So sorry. I am so, so sorry for that.
Definitely scare that erection away.
It like went inside. Do you think it retracts? I'm so sorry.
It was like concave.
Like it just went. A second passed and it was gone. Then a loud crash came from right above us where the witchy couple lived. We heard panicked footsteps coming down the stairs as we got dressed and found them carrying a small metal trash can with both his arms outstretched. He said, "It's fine. We're all good. No worries." Of course he said that. As they passed, but there was smoke and an orange glow coming from the bin. Once in the backyard, they sprayed the bucket with water and said some strange chant over it.
What? Like,
oh. They explained that they had been doing some sort of blood magic when mid-ritual, a box of candles fell from a shelf, which was the crash we had heard, and everything ignited. Then I told them what I had seen in our room, which was right below them. Jane and I decided to stay at my place after that. Well, of course, nothing else happened to me in that house, but there were plenty of stories from other roommates. I never found out what the ritual they were performing was, but I'm pretty sure that that's what started everything. Anyway, that is my ghost story. Keep up the awesome work with the show, ladies. Dan.
Dan. Whew. Yeah.
Bravo, Dan.
Congratulations. That's the first time we've ever heard about blood magic.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what blood magic is, but I'm scared to find out.
It's really hard to get ghost stories from you guys, so we love it when we hear from people like Eric who have multiple experiences to share, especially when they're all happening at the same haunted park. Here's number 4.
"Hey, y'all, this is Eric. I recently sent in a Dead Pet of the Week theme song, and Julie asked me if I had any ghost stories to share. So there's a park near my neighborhood that I've been walking my dogs at for about 15 years. It's pretty decent sized. It's got multiple trails running through it, basketball court, a pavilion, a wooded area, and there's a couple graves in the back that date back to the late 1800s. So anyway, I've had multiple weird, unexplainable things happen to me up at this park. Like, I could probably spend 10 or 15 minutes talking about all the weird things I've seen or heard up there. So anyway, one time I was walking my dog through the wooded area, and it's almost dark out. It's like that period between dusk and night. And I'm coming up on a picnic table in this wooded area, and I see a guy sitting there by himself. So I'm thinking, you know, anyone sitting at a picnic table by themselves in the woods at night is probably up to some questionable activities. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So when I have him on my left side, I turn to look. And right when I look at him, the figure stands up and then turns towards me. And it freaked me out because he did it in like two separate movements. You know, a human kind of natural movement would have been to do it all in one motion, like stand and turn. But this almost seemed like a killer in a horror movie, like Mike Myers or something, where he stands up, dun, 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 and then turns to face the victim. You know, it was almost dark out at that point. So all I see is this shadow, like a dark shadow. I can't see any features of the person or thing, whatever it was. And he was huge, like 7 foot tall. I mean, massive. And it's just facing me and not doing anything. So I tell my dog, let's go. And, you know, we like hoof it back to the main trail. And I didn't look back because I was super scared. If I had looked back, it would have been behind me. Another time I was walking down a different trail, and all of a sudden I hear two women's voices talking very fast at the same time in like these really hushed, quiet voices, like somewhere between a whisper and like, you know, normal speaking volume. And they're both talking really fast like this, but at the same time, so I can't understand a single word that either of them are saying. Probably took me like 3 seconds for my brain to like process. I'm hearing these voices, but there's nobody else around. This is weird. Like right when I realized that, the voices stop. Mm-hmm. And then I immediately hear this in my right ear. But that was a long time ago. Like, it sounded like somebody was standing right next to me saying that into my ear. Along with that, before and after the voice, I heard what I can only describe as this weird, like, phasing kind of vacuum sucking sound. So this is actually what I heard. But that was a long time ago. That's the weirdest thing that's happened to me up there. Like, the shadow guy was the scariest thing, and this was the weirdest. Another thing, like, once I was walking down a trail close to the graves, actually, and just for, like, a second, maybe, like, 50 feet in front of me, I see this guy in a black suit, white shirt, hat. You know, he did not look at this era. Like, he was dressed like he was late 1800s, early 1900s. And he looked like mid-50s. And he's just staring directly at me. And it was one of those things where it was just for like a second. So you're wondering if your mind's playing tricks on you. Like, I didn't feel threatened or anything. He was just looking at me. Like, it was one of those things where I was like, did I actually just see that? But I saw his face so clearly that I could have had like a police sketch artist draw it up. After a few years of like having different weird things happen, I just happened to see an article online about haunted places in my town. And to my surprise, this park was on the list. I had never heard anything about it having any kind of reputation of being haunted. I just had like my own weird experiences that I was still trying to look for a rational reason for. But then when I read that article, it was kind of like validating. I was like, wow, maybe there is something to all the weird things that I've been encountering up here. So like what they described is people would drive down the park road at night and see kids in 19th century clothing playing on the basketball court. Or they'd also report seeing people standing over the graves dressed like they're at a funeral. And when I read that part, I immediately thought about the guy that I had seen, because yep, that was close to the graves, and he was definitely dressed like he was at a funeral. So everything that happened to me happened within like a 5-year period, and it's probably been like 7 or 8 years since I've had anything odd happen to me up there. And I do wonder if it's because I started telling people about it. Like at first, I never talked about it. And then after I'd had a few encounters, and then especially after I read that article, I would start, like, you know, if I'm hanging out with my friends, I'd be like, man, do y'all want to hear a freaky story? I think this park that I walk my dog at's haunted. It seemed like once I started talking about it is when I stopped seeing things. So now that I'm telling it on a podcast, I'll probably never have anything happen to me again. Or it could go the other way and I've angered them and they start following me home and haunting me in my house, in which case I'll have another story to share for a future episode. So thanks, y'all. I love the show and keep up the good work.
All right, now before we launch into our top three, we do want to take a minute for some honorable mentions. We have to send some love to Matt, who shared so many stories, but who also told us about the talking crow he encountered. Of course, Julie loves the talking crow.
Remember that?
Because she has one.
Hello. I wish.
You don't have a talking crow, but no. You have that one that visits.
I have a bunch of crows. And now, though.
You're the crow lady.
I'm the crow lady. The crowning. What was the
crowning? Oh, my God. From Schitt's Creek. Yes. It's the greatest movie trailer. So of all time.
My neighbor now has an owl on their driveway, up on their gate. And I'm like, are you trying to chase off my crows? Like, why did you put this owl up?
That sounds like what's happening.
We also need to send props to Amy, who shared two of our favorite stories this year. First was her haunted house when her name was scratched in the stove.
Yeah, I remember that picture.
Yes, and then she followed up with the ghost balloon story, which was creepy and actually kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. So cute that, in fact, we had to turn it into a little Lego video. We all love those. Speaking of which, enormous love to Alan from Marmont Animation, who made several Lego videos for us this past year. If you have somehow missed those, just go to Marmont Animation on YouTube and check them out. They are freaking amazing.
I know. Alan, if you're watching, we got to make some more.
Yeah.
Our number three story this year was actually something that happened to our precious Rebecca. Now, I don't know if that's cheating, but I still think it's one of the wildest stories we had this year, especially since it's the second time it happened to her. Tell your story. Yours is this is blowing my mind.
Okay, so I got a Snapchat from the dead. And I'm not gonna say his name because he died very tragically. He committed suicide, apparently. And this happened back in August, I believe. And on Sunday, I was messing around with my phone, and all of a sudden I get a notification on Snapchat. And it's ding, new friend on Snapchat. You should be friends. And I look down and I see the name on there and I'm like, wait a minute, that guy hasn't been here. In almost a year. Yeah, he's been gone for a while now. So why the frick am I getting a Snapchat notification from this guy just now joining and a wave?
And a little wave.
Yeah. Creepy, that's right?
So creepy.
It is so creepy. And I'm like, I've even tried to be logical about it. And I'm like, okay, so maybe it's because I have his phone number still in my phone. Because I did go and look. I was like, let me see if I still have his phone number. Yes, I do have his phone number. But when I go and look on it on Snapchat, it says that we have mutual friends in common. I can't imagine that the person who got his new cell phone number
would be somewhere in that group.
Yes. Yeah. Super weird, right?
That is
so
weird.
So then I start asking everybody that knew this person, hey, did you guys get a notification from
the
person who died? And they're like, no, no one else got this notification but me.
Girl.
Weird, right?
Well, and the reason it's even weirder is because this is the second time this has happened to you. Remember, there was another,
another guy who passed away.
A coworker.
Yeah, in the actual offices of our radio station. And I was at home by myself, of course, listening to some audio. And all of a sudden, his audio started playing through my computer.
Yeah.
Which was nuts.
And this was quite a while after he had passed.
Years. He had passed. Yeah. And I'm like, what on earth? Why would he come back 5 years later to blast some audio at me?
It was so
super freaky.
So I think this is not going to be a big surprise for anybody, but having worked with Rebecca, I know that everyone she works with has a crush on her. So I think
I don't think that is true.
I think this is just their way of finally, now it's my time.
You want to date me from beyond the grave? That's an interesting take.
Yeah. That when you sent me that screenshot of that little wave,
right?
That freaky. Is absolutely crazy.
And our number two story, we're getting closer, falls into the is it a ghost or a squatter category, which we've had quite a few of those.
Yes, we have.
These are especially scary because ghosts are bad, but humans are so, so much worse. So number two is Sylvia's story.
Okay, so this next story comes from Sylvia, who says, have I got a story for you? LOL. Not sure what to think at this point. I'm still in shock. My boyfriend's in Texas for work, and my daughter went to the Dominican Republic. So they all abandoned me. My daughter is renting a condo from me and asked that I would go there to feed her kitty some wet food and clean the box, etc. When I got there, though, I stopped in my tracks because her very heavy attic door was hanging open. I thought to myself, no biggie. The termite guy was here a week ago to do an inspection. He obviously didn't latch the door properly.
Makes sense.
I took a pic and sent it to my daughter to see if it was open when she left for her trip. She said it was not.
Oh, no.
I left, but I didn't close it.
Why not?
Well, if it's got a broken latch, then...
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. I've been duct taping that bad.
Well, Sunday I went back, but I stayed on the phone with my boyfriend when I walked in because I had a weird feeling. Mm-hmm. This time the damn attic door was closed. Stop.
I noped it right out of there and panicked in the parking lot for a minute. Then I got a big, strong neighbor to go back inside with me, and the damn attic door was open again. I kid you not, it was freaking open. So I called the police. Three squad cars showed up, and they checked out the whole home. They even used a ladder to go look in the attic, but found absolutely nothing. I still can't wrap my head around it. I kept telling the police, I swear I'm not crazy. Yeah. Either someone is up there or we have a ghost. I think they were as baffled as I was. Oh, and I'm the only one who has access to this home other than my daughter. Of course, she expects me to go back over there today to take care of the cat by myself because I have nobody to go with me. And that's from Sylvia.
Oh my God.
So there's not a whole lot to see with these pictures.
And it's just attic doors, right?
Yeah, we'll post a picture of the attic door. I wrote her back. Here are the questions I asked. I was like, does anybody live above? Are there neighbors next door? Is it possible that the latch was loose and that it falls open when the building settles? So Sylvia's like, nobody lives above. The person who's on the other side of her condo actually isn't there right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
she says, yes, it's possible that the latch is loose, but if it had fallen open, why was it closed again? Sylvia's story was happening in real time when we shared it, so we were actually able to give her update the very next week. So Sylvia says, I just got back from the condo and had a friend go up into the attic. He went way back and took a ton of pictures.
Okay.
He found an access point that goes to the other condos and thinks someone may have come in that way because the insulation was pushed aside.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Up.
In other words, they can travel from one condo to another if they wanted. Oh, and the police arrested a homeless man that got into one of the condos 2 weeks ago, so it's not impossible. I had a locksmith come over and change all of the locks, and we screwed in a bar across the attic door so no one can get in. We hope. This could be the end of the mystery. And here's an update. She says, I had a security guy come over yesterday. No one, I mean, no ghost or squatter is getting through this attic. But whoever or whatever came in for a visit, it sure would have been nice if they had wiped up their dirty fingerprints and scuff marks. There are disgusting fingerprints on this damn attic door.
What is happening?
I know, y'all. Okay, go to episode 12, season, is this 9 or 10? It's season 9.
I was like 9, yes.
Yes, yes. Go to hauntedaf.com, go to the companion blog, and we will post the picture of those nasty finger marks because it's like,
This is an unbelievable story. That is the update I was not expecting.
I know, me neither.
Oh,
you might have to move. And I mean, think about it. Her daughter's been out of town. What do you do when you come back home?
Who knows?
I just stay with my mom.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd be moving in, Mom. Sorry. Sylvia's story reminds me of the movie Barbarian. Did you ever get to see that?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
I was like, Conan the Barbarian.
Not Conan the Barbarian. It's got...
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. The Skarsgård, the one who was in the movie.
Which one? There's like 15 of them.
I know. The cute one?
The cute one?
No.
They're all kind of cute in a weird sort of way.
The one who played the clown in It. I can't believe I can't remember his name.
I have not seen...
Okay, you need to watch Barbarian.
Okay, I will.
You're probably going to hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about like... squatters gone bad. Okay. All right. It's your turn.
I can't believe you're allowing me this honor.
It's
the one who butchers everything.
You should be honored. Don't screw it up, Rebecca. Am.
Our number one story of 2023 is one of those ghost stories that is far more sweet than it is scary. And it came to us from our new friend, Lisa, about her husband, Chris.
Okay, so this final story comes from Lisa, who says, hey, y'all, I can't remember a time when I didn't enjoy ghost stories. My husband, Chris, on the other hand, was raised to believe that the paranormal is evil. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even allowed to watch Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie growing up.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Ironically, he's the one who had ghostly encounters over the years. In 2010, Chris operated the lights for our daughter's first community theater production. The theater was in a beautiful historic structure built in 1906 as a regional post office. Access to the tech booth was by way of a 90-degree metal ladder from what was originally the postal inspector's catwalks. I need a picture of that.
I do too.
I can't visualize it. During the final performance of the run, Chris and the sound operator were alone on opposite sides of the booth when they heard and felt someone descend the ladder. When they glanced around to see who had joined them, they only saw each other. They shrugged it off, but moments later, whatever had climbed down to join them climbed back up. A few years later, Chris traveled to London on business and stayed in a renowned old hotel. I'll leave out the name, but it's quite close to Buckingham Palace and is frequented by guests of the royals.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah.
During his first night there, he was awakened by an extreme chill in the room. It was so cold, he got out of bed to check the thermostat, but found that the reading did not reflect the feel of the room. As he walked back to his bed, a frightened female voice beside him said, "Please, don't hurt me."
Oh.
Of course, no one else was in the room. He kept the lights on all night long and requested a new room first thing in the morning. My Chris was a fun, brilliant, and funny guy. It still hurts to speak of him in the past tense, but that's where we are. We lost him to a sudden and massive heart attack nearly 4 years ago. And even though we had 35 years together, I'm greedy and wanted at least 35 more.
Understandable.
In the early weeks after his passing, I had experiences that can be explained by the effects of shock and the predictive nature of our minds from long-established routines. I heard the distinctive sound of his cough from our bedroom one evening. About the same time, I would always hear him in there changing clothes after work. I heard the sound of the bathroom cabinet door closing and the time he'd normally be getting ready to leave. Recently, though, something happened that was so funny and so very Chris that I have to believe it was him pranking me.
Yeah.
Early one morning in December, I was getting ready for the day and heard voices in the living room. The TV, which was off when I went to bed, was on and turned to a movie. I wrote this off as the mysteries of electronics until it happened again. A week or so later, my daughter's two pugs were staying with me, which made us a four-pug household for the weekend. No way was I allowing four pugs to snore all night in my room, because they do. They snore so
bad.
Loud. So I covered the sofa in blankets and told them all goodnight. The TV was most definitely off. Well, the next morning, I heard voices in my living room again. Not only was the TV on, but it was turned to, I kid you not, a dog movie, which all four pugs were intently watching.
That's so cute.
Despite the chills down my back, it was the funniest sight. And all I could say was, well played, my love. Well played.
Oh,
and that's from Lisa. Oh my
God.
That
is a beautifully wonderful story, Lisa.
Love it. We need pictures of Chris.
Absolutely. The pugs.
And please tell me you got a picture of the pugs watching TV.
Oh my God.
I need to see that.
Same.
So we kept in touch with Lisa, and she actually had a beautiful follow-up to this story, which we aired in our 2023 season finale. So go have a listen if you haven't already. But let's just say that it appears that Chris is still an active grandfather when he is not messing with the pugs.
Oh. Okay, so if this is your first time listening to Haunted AF, this is usually where people start listening to these top 10 episodes. There's so many other great stories, we swear. And even if they aren't great stories, you're missing out on a lot of really good conversations like, can a penis retract? Or what exactly is Lego porn? Just started episode one all the way back in 2019. Listen to it all the way through. No, not every episode is perfection. Yes, we do squeal a lot, but you will have fun all along the way. We promise.
And remember, Haunted AF will keep releasing new episodes when we have enough good stories to share. And we got some great ones on the back burner right now. There's one about a tree that moves by itself. I know that's like a conversation on Reddit. Yeah. We have like a real story around that.
Have you seen the videos?
I have not. So everybody, that's our homework. Go watch those before we deal with that story. And we also just got one from a woman whose twin sons keep seeing things in their new home.
Oh, no.
Like disembodied body parts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring that to you in January. Keep sending all the creepy stuff our way in the meantime. You know that story you've been too freaked out to share?
Just use a fake name, y'all.
Yes.
Seriously, it's that easy.
Or the one you've been meaning to send in, you just keep putting it off. Send all of it to hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to share it in 2024 on Haunted AF.
And don't forget to subscribe to Haunted AF on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. You can even contact us directly through our website, hauntedaf.com.
Gotta say thanks to Andrew Mamalika and Travis Vance for the Haunted AF theme song and to On Air Media for titles and technical support. Also, big thanks to all of the Haunted AF Patreon supporters.
Most of all, we have to thank you for listening and for sharing your stories with us. By the way, Julie, if I die first, I'm coming back to haunt you.
Oh, I'll come back to haunt you too, Rebecca.